Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello, mate.
Hi, Darren. How are you?
I'm okay. Look, there's plenty on, so let's get straight into it. Lions and Bulldogs last night. Lions back on track. Good win.
Yeah, I needed to, didn't they, after last week's disappointing display against Melbourne. But they were tested early, the Lions, but kicked away in the end to win by 41 points. So a good result. Obviously, a couple of injury concerns with Dane Zorko and Daniel Rich both finishing their nights early. So I heard Zorko speak after the game, and it sounds like his was precautionary after, you know, missing last week and came back in. So they just wanted to take the care with him, and Rich will wait and see what happens with him. But, yeah, a couple of sour notes on what was a good night for the club.
Yeah. Carlton and Saints tonight. Who are you tipping? I'm going with the Blues.
Yeah, you have to, I think. It would have been absolutely disappointing. So, you know, they might win this one. Who knows? They're up and down like a yo-yo St Kilda this year. And they started well, obviously, and have sort of just, the wheels have fallen off a little bit over the last month or so. But I didn't think Carlton will win last week with their injuries, but they were fantastic against Freo, and I think that'll continue tonight.
Yeah. All right, now the AFLW draft. We've got, four Tasmanian girls, including two North West Coasters, Megan Gaffney from Ulverston and Lily Johnston from originally from Devonport, but she's been playing in Adelaide. So Megan's off to GWS and Lily's off to Port Adelaide. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And we've got also Maddie Brassendale from Launceston. She went to GWS alongside Megan Gaffney. And Claire Ransom was the first one picked out, pick 34 to the Gold Coast Suns. So that was a great result for us. And then you've got to remember Sarah Skinner and Emma Humphries were selected before the draft as well. Sarah Skinner to Sydney and Emma Humphries to West Coast. So six all up. And speaking to Jeremy Webberly, the Devils coach yesterday, he believes that the crop coming through for next year is even better. So it's pretty exciting times for women's footy in Tassie.
Well, it just goes to show that Devils program does work.
That's right.
It's obviously, it's harder for the boys because there's a larger talent pool Australia-wide, but it's certainly working for the Tasmanian girls.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Jez is a great coach as well, so they've got the right man for the job. And, it's all going pretty well.
Yeah. All right. Devonport Strikers versus Wellington Phoenix at Valley Road. How good's that?
It is. We've been hoping for this since the FFA Cup started, that we'd get an A-League team at home against one of our clubs, and it finally happened on Wednesday night, which was outstanding. So did a nice story with the Devonport guys yesterday. They're obviously unbelievably excited. And speaking to the president, Drew Smith, he reckons they could get 4,000 to 5,000 there, which would be absolutely unbelievable. So hopefully that can happen. I was up there for those a couple of ties back in 2016, around that mark, and the place is absolutely rocking. So I think we go to a whole new level with an A-League team coming here, and I just can't wait for it.
Yeah, brilliant. Meantime, they've got to take care of South Hobart down there tomorrow in the NPL. That'll be a great game.
Yeah, well, obviously South Hobart, one of the top teams in the competition. So this is the thing for Devonport now. They've got the league to worry about as well as the FFA Cup. And I asked Tom Ballantyne that yesterday, the coach, and he said hopefully they'll use the cup stuff as motivation for the league. And I think that could only help. They're obviously a powerhouse team, and I don't think it'll distract them too much.
Yeah. Oh, let's, before we sort of went off track with the footy there before, TSL this weekend, what's going on there?
Yeah, got some good games, actually. We've got Clarence and the Tigers doing battle at Blunston Arena. That'll be a really good game. You'd expect the Tigers to win that one if you look at the ladder, but Clarence have been really good this year, and they'll be looking for an upset there to knock off the second-place Tigers. And we've got another game up in Launceston, North Launceston hosting Lauderdale. Lauderdale would love to win that one. Obviously, we saw the Tigers knock off North Bonnie there last round. And that's where teams are going to have to play finals. So Lauderdale will be really setting their sights on this one, I reckon. And Launceston will come down the hole and take on Glenorchy. That could get pretty ugly, that game, I reckon, Darren.
Mm. All right. Cricket, the test match. Australia in front in that game. I think they're, what, 8 down?
Yeah, 8 down, about 100-run lead. Mm. So that's a pretty good position they're in. I'm surprised they got on yesterday. They had torrential rain and winds and things like that. We saw stands blow over and things like that, but they got on and had about 60 overs in the end, I think, and it was really well done by the ground staff to make sure that happened. But in a good spot, and obviously Steve Smith's run out was the talking point a couple of days ago, but as I said, in a good spot, and hopefully they can go on with it when the play resumes this afternoon.
Yeah, hopefully, about 2 o'clock that starts our time. Right, now, basketball. Now, I'll have Nick Haywood on after 8 o'clock, but this is a crunch game, almost do or die situation for Northwest Thunder against Dandenong tomorrow night at Ulverston.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Dandenong around the same mark. So it's a game that they'd fancy themselves winning, the Thunder. But as Nick said during the week, I thought they would have won on the road last weekend as well. They obviously lost to Geelong and Nunawading, I think it was, last weekend. So, yeah, they want to come back, obviously, get along and show your support. Obviously, Matt Kenyon suiting up, Fab Kristalevic, Sean McDonald from Jack Jumper's perspective. So some really good players are running around for the Thunder, and they'd love to win this one, Darren, you're right.
Yeah, all right. So 7:30 tomorrow night at Olvi for that game. Boomers played China last night.
Yeah, they did. It was an interesting game. The Boomers, it was a pretty slow start for both teams. The Boomers got out, so I think it would have been about 15 points at one stage, I reckon. But then trying to level the scores there towards the end of the game, but the Boomers skipped away to win by 7 in the end. And great to see some of our Jack Jumpers playing in that game. Jack McVeigh and Clint Steiner out there. Sammy Mack as well was on the bench. So, they're playing in tonight against Japan in the next qualifier. So if you've got a loose end tonight, have a look at that one.
Right. Now, I reckon if it's ever going to happen for Nick Kyrgios at Wimbledon, and I know we said this last year and probably the year before, but I reckon he's a big show this year, so he's into the third round.
He was outstanding last night. He got it done in just over an hour, and it was absolutely brutal. And if you haven't seen some of his quotes in the press conference, he really stuck it up the media and said, "You guys got nothing bad you can write about me after that." It was, you know, blah, blah, blah. But obviously he was in a bit of hot water after that first round clash, spinning towards the umpire. But he's a talent, there's no doubt about that. Always creates a headline, so I'd love to see him go deep into this tournament. The good news this morning as well was that Alex Diminor has got through to the third round as well. We also saw another Aussie, Tom Lanovich, through as well overnight, so things are looking pretty good from an Australian perspective over there at the moment.
Yeah. All right, who's on the Water Boys tomorrow?
Well, Cam Brown's out. Blair Brownless is in. We're hoping to speak to Claire Ransom, our top draftee from the AFLW draft. And also Nick Street, the sports minister, is coming on. I had Eddie McGuire on last weekend who had a swipe at Nick, and Nick wants to have a go back at Eddie. So
all right.
That storyline will continue tomorrow morning.
All right, so that's on 7AD tomorrow from 10. The Water Boys with Brent and Billy Brownless. Did I say Billy Brownless? Blair Brownless, sorry. and that's right after Martin's Sports Show from 8 o'clock. Meantime, Brent's on the TV news from 5:30 tonight.
I am. Thanks, Darren.
All right. Eddie McGuire's a very popular man, a different one, though. Martin's in the newsroom next to me. Just said, I'll have Eddie tomorrow as well. You're talking about the racing driver, right, Martin?
Yep.
Not the TV guy? Right. Okay. Thanks, mate. Catch you tonight.
See you, Darren.
Okay.